This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 198 for Wednesday, December 21st. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. After a day of choppy trade, the ICE Futures canola market closed at positive territory with lighter trade activity. Chicago soy oil was slightly positive, while European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil were both significantly higher. Crude oil rose more than $1 per barrel after the Energy Information Agency reported that United States crude oil inventories fell 5.9 million barrels last week. The Canadian dollar was up more than one-tenth of a U.S. cent from Tuesday's close. The January canola contract was 10 cents per ton higher at $858.70, with the March contract $3.20 higher at $857.40. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat all continued to make gains after Tuesday's rallies. Data from the EIA said that ethanol producers averaged 1.029 million barrels of production each day for the week ended December 16th, 32,000 barrels per day less than the previous week. Ethanol stocks dropped 342,000 barrels to 24.067 million. U.S. corn exports totaled 7.9 million tons for the season so far, according to the USDA, down 3.45 million from last year. Shipping data showed that Chinese state-owned grain trader COFCO loaded 1.15 million tons of corn at Brazilian ports to be shipped to China over the past few weeks. The March corn contract was up 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.62. Soybean crush margins remain very high, and prices are being supported by expectations that the U.S. will expand production of renewable diesel fuel. Private estimates of Argentine soybean production have been cut as dryness continues and plantings are delayed. Chinese customs data showed that the country brought in 7.35 million tons of soybeans in November, down 14% from the same month last year. The January soybean contract was up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.81, while the March contract was up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.85. The central and southern U.S. plains are expected to be hit with frigid Arctic air later this week, which may cause winter kill to wheat crops depending on their snow coverage. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is visiting the White House today, which may cause grain traders to give more attention to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The March Chicago wheat contract was up 17 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.68. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract was also up 17 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.64. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 11 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.27. That's a look at the ICE futures in the U.S. markets for Wednesday, December 21st. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.